wakes up.
Cape Town wakes up.
With Ryan O'Connor for breakfast.
Exclusive to Smile FM.
A couple of weeks ago, South Africa being in a bit of distress about the fact that we've got kids over in Portugal that were stranded from the BT Football Academy. And we thought it would be best if to chat to one of the coaches that were there looking after those kids, because, you know, we entrust our coaches to go and be custodians of these kids. Jesse Julius, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Good morning, brother.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. It's such a great honor to be here this morning. You know, Ryan, I think it happened after we competed in the tournament.
Yes.
So obviously the tournament's drawing to a close.
Yeah.
We left the 6th of July. The 13th of July, the tournament finishes.
Yes.
So on the 12th, unfortunately, the boys and girls got kicked out.
Right.
We have a day to explore. We then get in touch with the management team, which stayed behind in South Africa.
Got you.
We're asking them for flight details because we want to check the guys in, you
100%.
Know, so we don't have a situation, because when we got... Initially, the tournament was in Spain, so we landed in Portugal. We'll get there late in the story.
Sure.
But we're in Spain, so can we get the details? We want to check the guys in so we don't have an issue on the airport.
Yes.
Because we're traveling with 35 kids, minus we're traveling with girls, and we're traveling with, you know, more senior boys. We then, you know, get a bit of vague answers. We don't think too much of it. So, okay, just give us an hour. An hour then turned into 2 hours, then turned into a day later. We then got told, okay.
A day, hold on a second. I mean, that's just gone from a couple of hours of no communication to like hold on, a day.
Yeah.
That's, it should be travel day. It should be the day that you're now leaving.
Yeah. So on travel day, we get told we were, our stay was extended by another day. Okay, still the guys are on high. They want to explore Spain. They don't think too much of it. But it does raise alarm bells in our heads, and we're going, okay, another day. So the same day, we go again the following day. Can we get the flight details? We get the same response. Give us an hour. Hour becomes two. Two becomes three. And we end up, give us another day. So now as coaches, we're going, no, something is off here. Something is not right.
Now, who's paying for meals now? Because you're not just staying, right?
Yep.
You're staying and you're feeding 35 kids.
Yeah. So now, obviously, that cost becomes the expense of the academy.
Mm. Right.
So we stay. Where we stay, we get breakfast.
Got you.
The guys go for breakfast. Now we have to cover lunch and supper.
Mm.
Which now becomes another issue, because remember, you're in Europe.
Yeah.
You were 35 kids plus the coaching staff takes us to 39. But now you have to bear in mind, you're in Europe, the cost of living is quite high.
Yes.
And the funds we received from South Africa was insane.
No. Yeah.
You know, at one point, the chairman sends me 1,500 ZAR, you know, to feed,
to feed
35 kids for breakfast. So I go back to him, I ask him, what do you want me to do with this money? He says, no, I have to buy breakfast. And I went back in like disbelief, thinking maybe it's a joke or whatever. And I say to him, you've traveled Europe before, so how come you're giving a 1,500 ZAR to feed these kids? Anyway, still, we overlook that. We now start to pay out of our own pockets.
Sure.
We do supper again. So the main thing in Europe that you can buy is probably takeouts when you have all these kids, you know? So now takeouts roughly would cost you 7,500 rand for 39 meals at the Burger King or McDonald's.
Sure.
And then for lunch or supper, you receive like a 3,000 rand or 4,000 rand ZAR. So now we still, it's money out of our pockets. We have parents also chipping in. But because obviously you want to make this stay like a good one for the kids.
Sure.
But with those kind of monies, you cannot work with those kind of monies in Europe, you know. And he knows that because it's not their first tour.
What are the kids feeling at this stage now? Because now it's almost like they know that home time was meant to be 2-3 days ago.
Yeah.
And the excitement then starts to change because now they're coming to you, coach.
Yeah.
When are we going home, coach? Coach, mom, I'm, you know.
Yeah.
And you're having to deal with not only a chairman and the club management, but these little kids who are now wanting answers as well.
Yeah, I think that was the one of the most difficult part of the tour, you know, because now the minors, you can see they started to get homesick. They want to get home. With the bigger ones, you can still get away with it because you can have a conversation with them. But then what we then done as coaches was we came together and said, look, we are in serious trouble here and we need to take this up. We gave management ultimatum saying, if the flight is not sorted today, we're going to take matters into our own hands.
Sure.
Of which we did.
Yeah.
We then approached the embassy. Mm. We tell them the story. Embassy calls the chairman. We then discover there's no return flights. So the delay was not because they were sorting anything out. They telling us that they're working around the clock. But by after 2 days, My understanding, that must be a broken clock.
Sure.
You know? And so obviously, we discover there's no return flights. The first thing we can do as coaches, you know, as people of integrity, we need to be honest and open now.
100%.
We then get in touch with parents at the embassy. We inform them what is happening, that we're now stranded because there's no return flights.
Yes.
Then we have to troubleshoot. We have to go back to kids and also be open and transparent with them, you know, because I think kids, you know, they can see right through you.
Sure.
You know? So I think the thing that safeguarded us was the transparency.
Absolutely. Because now you're telling them, we're in this together, but we're here.
Yeah.
We are here for you. We're going to stick together and we're going to get through this. The next step was obviously that it got public in South Africa. Yeah. News started to spread. Parents, then obviously the concern from the parents' level, anxieties grew, and then this thing started to escalate.
Every day,
Cape Town wakes up.
Cape Town wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
6 to 9.
On Smile.
On Smile FM.